Michigan, on average, has the highest auto insurance rate in the nation. Lawmakers in Lansing plan to once again try to reform Michigan's no-fault auto insurance laws. There are powerful lobbies at work, including the auto insurance companies, health insurance companies, hospitals, trial lawyers, survivors of catastrophic auto crashes and their families. Joining me to talk about all of that are our Friday political commentators. Ken Sikkema is a senior policy fellow at Public Sector Consultants and former Republican Senate Majority Leader. Vicki Barnett is a former mayor of Farmington Hills and a former Democratic state legislator. Ken, it seems like this issue has been debated for decades. What are the big issues in an effort to lower auto insurance rates?
Well, it has been debated for decades. I remember when I was first elected to the House 35 years ago, I was on the insurance committee in my first term, and we were debating the high cost of auto insurance in Michigan and why it was so high and what could be done to fix it, and it hasn't been fixed. Probably one of the biggest issues, not the only issue, is that medical costs. When Michigan's no-fault law was put into place in the early 70s, the medical cost of lifetime medical benefits was less than 10% of your annual premium. And now it's over 40%. And so it's the ever-rising cost of medical care that is a big contributor to the fact that Michigan has the highest rates in the country.
Vicki, has there ever been a proposal to reform no-fault auto insurance that approached a solution?
Well, I think we're getting closer and closer and closer, but the short answer is no, and that's why we haven't had a solution. If you've ever seen the catastrophic results of a car crash with somebody with a brain injury, especially a young person, and the care that they need for the rest of their lives, it's overwhelming. And the fact that when we first started No Fault, the goal was to have no lawsuits in exchange for unlimited health care. And that was the goal, to drive down the cost of auto insurance. But as Ken said, the cost of health care is escalating. And that's a real problem. It's not just a problem for auto insurance. It's a problem for homeowners insurance and everything we do that's related to some component of health care.
Well, I have met some of those people who were really badly hurt in car crashes, and they and their family are so thankful for having insurance that covers the cost of surgery and rehabilitation and the support they might need for the rest of their life because of permanent injuries. Ken, this is exceptional coverage. It's the best in the nation. Should it be scrapped or capped in order to lower auto insurance rates?
Well, it is the best in the nation, but that's also why our rates are the highest in the nation. I mean, they go together. I want to support two points that Vicki made. One is that the concept in the early 70s to go to no fault was that we wouldn't have any lawsuits. We wouldn't clog up the courts with auto-related lawsuits, and that hasn't happened. There are a lot of lawsuits, ever-increasing number of them, even under Michigan's no-fault law. So that hasn't worked. The other thing that Vicki said that I think she's right about is the timing is probably as good as it's going to be, or at least as good as it's been for many years, to do something about this. You know, it's just not sustainable to have this kind of expensive rates. You got 20% of Michigan motorists are driving without auto insurance because of it.
You know, some of the solutions that I've talked to in the past, there's Detroit Mayor Duggan's de-insurance idea, which would substantially cut the benefits. There was also the idea that I believe Governor Snyder proposed, and that was capping it at $1 million worth of coverage. Do any of those make sense? I mean, if we're going to have lower rates, we've got to give up something. What do we give up, Vicki?
Well, that's the problem. We shouldn't have to give up the coverage for unlimited medical. And some of the solutions that were proposed in the past said you could pick your level of coverage. Well, that's great, but if my auto insurance, I want full PIP protection, personal injury protection, and I'm paying for that in my auto insurance, but I'm riding in a car with somebody who's paying for minimal insurance and they're in a car crash, am I not covered under my insurance when I want the highest level? What happens to seniors who are on Medicare And the whole idea was, well, we'll cut their rates because they already have unlimited health care. What happens if they're driving with a grandchild in the car? What happens to that grandchild if they're permanently disabled from a car crash? That's one thing. The other thing that, if we're going to talk about gas taxes and all of those other things, for about 15 cents a gallon, I believe, you can cover that PIP rate and put the auto insurance, personal protection insurance, inside of the gasoline tax. So the people that drive the most are paying the most. And every driver, whether you are in Detroit or wherever you are paying. And if you come into our state and are driving a vehicle and you buy gas, you're paying. And that would substantially lower rates. I also want to point out that they're looking at fee schedules for the health insurance coverage, but they're not looking at fee schedules for the repair coverage of a car. And we have to look at it in total.
The health care part is big. And even the health care industry has, you know, they haven't said absolutely no to a fee schedule, but they don't want it to be something to the equivalent of some of the cheaper ones. Like, you know, they want something better than workman's comp. Does that make sense, Ken?
Well, I think you have to have a fee schedule. You know, 35 years ago, that was kind of a question I had when I first began to understand this a little bit, that the auto insurance system, when it comes to medical coverage, is probably the only one left that doesn't have some kind of fee schedule. And I think that has to be part of it. And there are a lot of issues here in terms of how rates are determined. But it just seems to me, bottom line, if you're going to reduce rates, you're going to have to reduce coverage.
Let me ask you this, and I want you to be as candid as possible. If auto no-fault is reformed, what guarantee will we have for significantly lower rates, and will they stay significantly lower? Vicki?
No, and that's the problem. There have been promises of lowering them for the first 3 years, but the other part of this problem that we're really not talking about is when we went to no-fault auto insurance, the insurance companies who had a phased-in coverage rate of health care, which eventually went up to they're responsible for the first $550,000 in medical, and a lot of people are hitting that cap because of health care inflation, they created a reinsurance pool called the Michigan Catastrophic Claims Fund. And that's where this PIP insurance money goes, to cover a pool of recipients who are receiving care beyond the $550,000. That is a black hole at this moment, with tons and tons and billions of dollars in it that the state has no control over, can't look at, can't ask the insurance companies how they determine the rate structure for insurance policies. And we believe that there's over $22-23 billion in that fund, but we can't find out. We don't know what their actuarial numbers are in determining who gets coverage and how long, which is the paper number they use to create this dollar figure that goes on your auto insurance. And we really need to get into that. But most of the plans that have been suggested for auto no-fault reform return that money in the catastrophic claims fund to insurance companies, not ratepayers. So the billions of dollars that would be distributed out of the catastrophic claims fund, the beneficiaries are the insurance companies, the auto insurance companies. And that's why they are pushing so hard for no-fault reform.
Just to clarify where the $22 billion, $23 billion comes from, right now you're paying $162 per year per car to go into the MCCA fund. Okay, Ken, last word. If auto no-fault is reformed, any guarantee we'll have lower rates?
Well, the only way to guarantee that is to have some government entity approve rates on an annual basis, and that gets into a very philosophical debate between probably Republicans and Democrats, whether that's a good idea or not. But I just go back to kind of the basic premise. We have the best coverage in the country, but we also have the highest rates, and they go together.
Ken Sikkema is a former Republican lawmaker. Vicki Barnett is a former Democratic lawmaker. Thanks very much. Happy March.
I can't believe the year's flying by so fast.
Thanks, Lester.